KPRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair Show.
Hey, you want to hear something? Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I forgot you were going to start out with a verse.
I'm not doing it now.
I wanted to tell you something pretty cool.
All right, tell me.
All right, sorry. I heard there's this girl in Indianapolis, this little 5-year-old who loves our show.
Yeah.
And she sings our theme song. And she says the Martin Zender Dan Sheridan Show. She's got the nuances down and everything. So we're making inroads into the younger audience.
Yeah, that's good.
5 years old. Yeah, she wants more Zender and less Sheridan.
That's fine with me.
Okay, just kidding. I think she loves you, but it's all right. I knew you were going to read a verse. Sorry, I just thought that was pretty.
No, I'm not.
I just thought that was pretty cool.
That's your show, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to sit back here and watch you.
Oh, no, I can't perform without that
pressure.
What
were we talking about? Oh, we're talking about dispensations.
Yeah, giving. God gives different
dispensing.
Things.
Dispensing.
Yeah, this is going to be a long, drawn-out thing. But in a nutshell, God does different things at different times.
How about a better illustration?
There's no
the
better.
The Concordant version uses the word administration.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Bush administration, and now we're in the Obama administration. It has to do with the word administration in the scriptures has to do with the order of a household.
Yeah,
right?
Simple as that.
It's simply the order of a household, and Paul is the administrator in God's house today, the body of Christ. If we want to know how the household should work today, God's household, the church, where do we go to find the directions for it? We go to Paul's letters.
You don't go to the Garden of Eden.
No, you don't go to the Garden of Eden. You don't seek to put into practice things that the Lord told Israel to do or Peter told Israel to do. We go to Paul's letters to find out what is the actual marching orders for today. You got to know what your marching orders first before you can proceed intelligently. And that's why we emphasize here over and over again, until we read and believe and put it, Paul's letters, we won't know what our marching orders are. We'll be mixing everything together.
Mixing. Right.
The worst thing you can do today, and the Bible can be the most dangerous book in the world if you mix the messages and you don't distinguish between things.
Okay.
You know what the sign of senility is? Being senile? Seriously, you know what it is?
No.
A lack of being able to distinguish things.
Mm-hmm.
And we have senility today in Christian circles because they can't distinguish things. They think heaven and earth are the same thing. When the Lord Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," it means the same thing as our citizenship is in heaven. And if you say that, all of a sudden it's blah, 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 because they're not the same. Heaven and earth are not the same.
Right. Okay, you're talking about distinguishing things that differ. The only way you can possibly do that or even make the mistake of not doing that is if you have things that differ.
Yes.
So the only way you can screw up is if there are different things that God does in the scriptures at different times.
Yeah.
That's so-called dispensationalism. Now, I hate that. It just means that God is
giving.
Stop
using that dirty word. Can't you?
You're the one that started the show with it. But listen, God's doing different things at different times. There was a time when mankind did not have the knowledge of good and evil.
Yes.
There was a time then when mankind did have a knowledge of good and evil. God was doing two different things. There was a time when law was dispensed, and then there's a time where grace is dispensed. I mean, I don't know what the alternative is to believing that God does different things at different times. To people who say, "Oh, I don't believe like you guys do because you're dispensationalists." What's the alternative?
Yeah.
That God does different things and gives different things at different times. What's the alternative to that belief? That it's all a big melting pot, hodgepodge?
Yeah. It's
and
like
you go to the Bible and pick and choose what you want? I don't get it.
Go think about baking a cake. You go to your cabinet. You got all these ingredients in there, right? And you can make cakes or whatever you're going to make. When you go to your cabinet and you get your ingredients, you pick out certain ingredients to make if you want to make a cake, you pick out certain ingredients. If you decide, okay, I'm going to make a cake, so I'm going to go to the cabinet, I'm going to take every ingredient in there and just throw it all in a bowl and mix it together. What do you got?
A brownie?
know, you got garbage. Right? It could kill you, whatever it
yes,
is you
yeah,
make.
That'd be horrible.
And people
right.
are trying to do that today with the scriptures. They're trying to just say, take all the scriptures and put it all into practice. If you do that, you're going to end up in a nut house. I mean, it's crazy to think of doing that because I think we used the illustration before. It would be like God told Noah to build an ark.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if David built an ark? What if David said, well, I'm going to build an ark because Genesis 6 says, Martin, make me an ark.
It's a scriptural teaching.
It's in the
teaching.
Scripture.
It's a scriptural
well,
teaching.
David wouldn't have done that because David would have said, well, that God's not telling me to build an ark.
It's the same thing with law.
Right.
What's that verse in John? John 1, 17. That's a good one. For the law through Moses was given. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
There was a time when the law through Moses was given. Right mm-hmm. there. That word give right there is... What's the Greek word for dispensation there? I had it written down here. I love Greek words. Don't get me wrong. I don't like those multi-syllable words, but I love to throw out a Greek word when I can.
Like anome?
Diakonia. Diakonia. Giving.
What did I say?
You said the wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, diakonia. Giving. So he gave...
Oh, you're looking for the word for giving.
Give. G-I-V-E. God gave the law. I'm in John chapter 1,
speaking
verse 17.
No
the
speaking
law,
in tongues on this program, brother. Stop it.
The law through Moses was given.
Yeah.
That was a dispensation.
Yeah.
And the administration of it was Moses. Moses was the administrator during which law was dispensed.
Yep.
Oh, no, you're a dispensationalist. You believe that God gave law through Moses, but then there came a time when God stopped doing that,
yes.
and he moved on to do a different thing. He gave grace and truth through Jesus Christ. That makes me a dispensary. If that makes me a dispensationalist, to me, that's the only sane way to read the scriptures.
And there's more nuances to this John 1:18. That's just an illustration. I don't want to really get into all the details of John 1:18, but think about this. And here's a statement I'm going to make that I want people to ponder. The Apostle Paul has a role today for the body of Christ very similar to the one that Moses had in Israel. Paul is our Moses today.
You radical.
Does that make sense?
No. Yes.
Paul is our Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Paul compares himself to Moses, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And there's so many parallels between the life of Moses and Paul. Moses got his message directly from God. And what happened? Did the Israelites like God's choice?
No, they hated it.
No. And what happened when they stood up against Moses?
The earth opened up and swallowed him alive.
Right? Now, today, Paul is God's choice. God has chosen Paul as the apostle of the nations.
And people hate that just as much as they hated Moses.
Exactly. And so we have to go back to Moses. And I've heard people say, well, you worship Paul. What about Jesus? We call it the law of Moses, and we never talk about Moses' worship, do we?
No, why is it that people put that on Paul? It's like,
why
you talk about
Paul,
are you worshiping Paul? No.
No.
He was a messenger, he was an administrator.
Yes.
And he was an administrator of grace. There was another thing that God did through Paul. That was a new dispensation. Okay, but the thing is, you can dispense the same thing all the way through. Sometimes the thing that is dispensed carries through, but there's a new measure of it. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
There was a measure of grace with
right.
Noah. There was a measure of grace with Adam and even Abraham. But with Paul, we see an exceeding measure of grace, but it's a different administration and a different thing given to it. So can I read another passage in Hebrews before we get into the snatching away and the different
sure,
bodies?
If you know how to read, go ahead.
Okay, this is, again, if this makes me a so-called dispensationalist, I'm sorry, but what I am is a person who believes that God gives different things during different times.
Where are you
simple
reading?
As that.
Where
I'm
reading?
In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay, go ahead.
By many portions and many modes of old, God, speaking to the fathers and the prophets, in the last of these days, speaks to us to a son.
Mm.
That's it. I'm going to stop right there.
In a son.
Yeah. What did I say?
To a son.
Oh. He speaks in a son today. But what did he do before? He spoke to the fathers in the prophets.
Yes.
Was the son there at that time? Was he speaking through the son, through the
yes.
Messiah? No, he wasn't. He was speaking through the prophets. The right answer there was no.
Yeah.
Wait, do you listen to me?
Not
or
really.
You just say yes, no, no,
it's
yes?
It's kind of like my wife says I have a mechanism where I can have a conversation with her where I'm not listening.
You just nod at what you think is an appropriate time.
I
but
spend
it
so much time
being,
with you, I just ignore you, and I'm able to
I see
to
how it works.
I was just thinking about lunch, that's all.
I see how it works. Yeah, now. Okay, so to my listeners, by many portions and many modes, actually the King James Version is is pretty good.
Sundry
here.
Times and diverse manners.
Darn it. How do you know that already? I was going to my cheat sheet here. Sundry times and diverse manners.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Sundry, even though I don't like the KJ, sundry times and diverse manners. Different times, different manners, different
the
things.
The King James is good enough for Paul. It's good enough for
That's
you.
That's right.
Buddy.
That's right. So it's many portions, many modes. He speaks to the prophets back then. He speaks to the Son now.
Yeah.
Simple as that. That's what, quote, dispensationalism boils
and
down
let's
to.
Let's bring it to now. Now, okay. Hebrews is written in Hebrews. And
oh, that's
they,
a radical doctrine.
That
that's really
not
crazy. How could you
again,
say something
Hebrews,
that crazy?
Hebrews is not
Hebrews
talking
is written
to
Hebrews.
Members of the body of Christ. But notice what he says here. By many portions and many modes of old, God speaking to the fathers and the prophets. Those being addressed would have said amen to that. They believe the Old Testament.
Yeah,
they believe the
like
prophets.
That, right.
Now he's adding, in the last of these days speaks to us in a son. Ah, that part they might have trouble with. See, the writer of Hebrews is acknowledging what went before is true. Yes, that's great. Awesome. However, he's now given us a new revelation. He's spoken to us in his son, right?
Yeah, a new thing at a new time.
Now, that's what Paul was doing. Paul is adding a third thing to
right,
that.
Right.
Paul is saying, God spoke in the prophets. He spoke in Christ on earth. And guess what? He is now speaking from glory. He's adding to this revelation. And see, we acknowledge the truthfulness of what went before. We believe every book in the Bible. We believe all the Hebrew and Greek scriptures, cover to cover, every word. But what we're telling people today, yes, God did speak in the Gospels. Christ spoke there. He spoke of wonderful things. They're true. They're right. However, God has revealed himself later through the Apostle Paul. And this is God's latest revelation, is the risen, ascended Christ spoke again. See, that's why I say the red letters are not for us, because that is God's revelation at that time. Now it's been superseded
yeah.
by something else and even greater.
And Paul had to say, to me, less than the least of all the saints was granted this grace.
Yes,
so you have to feel sorry for him in a way that he's, okay, now God has done a new thing, people.
Yes.
What is that, Paul? He has now given a revelation to me,
yeah.
to me personally.
Yes.
And that would have not gone over well
no.
with the Jews, because they were just barely getting a handle on the fact that he was not speaking through the prophets
and
anymore. He was speaking through his son.
And it doesn't go over well today with most people.
No, and now you're telling me he has graduated from speaking through the son, and
yes.
now he's speaking through this crazy ex-Pharisee, and he's giving new revelations that he didn't give to Abraham or David?
And people think we're robbing them of their Bibles by saying this. I wish somebody would rob me like this. I'm trading, I'm taking earth away
really?
From you and giving you heaven.
Right.
I'm taking a $10 bill and giving you a $100 bill.
Oh, but we don't
We're
want
not
it.
Robbing you of your Bible. We're saying God has given you something even higher, something greater.
And folks, if you're listening to our voices now, and if you feel a nudge like, wow, I've always read about the grace in Paul's letters, there's something about Paul's letters that were different to me, and if you think that you're going to be robbing Jesus Christ to believe what Paul said, that Jesus is going to feel bad if you go on to Paul, don't think that, because the words of Paul are the words of the resurrected Christ. Paul is just a messenger. The source of this message is our same Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a new revelation and a new dispensation of grace. And who don't like grace?
Self-righteous men and the adversary, most of all.
Other than that,
I don't know.
I'm Martin Zender, and you can listen to these shows archived at martinzender.com.
Go to my site, paulsevangel.com, and listen to my series on Romans there, verse by verse.
Excellent series. Go there. I recommend it highly. We'll be back tomorrow. We hope you will be, too. Thanks.